We're going to do it together. We have to unify, put our petty differences aside. Who's more powerful, who has the information, and let's work together in lockstep. You, the people, your stories are fascinating. They're real, they're organic, and they're the truth.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel.
Good evening and welcome to Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. 30 minutes of hard-hitting headline news, all signal and zero noise. Tonight, a sonic boom heard over Washington, D.C. as NORAD scrambles F-16s to intercept an unresponsive private jet that later crashed. And Chinese President Xi Jinping, is he building an army that hates Americans and Japanese? And the WHO and the Rockefeller Foundation, a partnership solidifying their attack on the climate and public health. Representative Mooney fights back on the central bank digital currency. And the big question, can President Trump win? All that brought to you by Satellite Phone Store. Go to sat123.com and pick out your free satellite phone made by Inmarsat. Go to sat123.com. And folks, I can't stress enough, communications are going to be critical. Your satellite will be your best backup. All that and more after this commercial break.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at RightEonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at RightEonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, RightEon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at RightEonStore.com today.
Good evening. A sonic boom was heard over Washington, D.C. as NORAD scrambled F-16s to intercept an unresponsive private jet that crashed on Sunday afternoon. That's right. Two F-16 fighter jets scrambled by NORAD to intercept this unresponsive private jet that breached the highly restricted airspace in Washington, D.C. Private jet crashed shortly afterwards in the mountainous terrain in Northern Virginia. Take a look at the Cessna's flight plan. That's right. As the small plane flew over a no-fly zone in Washington, D.C., unresponsive on Sunday by the pilot, F-16s scrambled to intercept this aircraft. The Annapolis Office of Emergency Management confirmed that a sonic boom was caused by the F-16s. Moments later, the aircraft crashed, and reports from the FAA indicate that the plane dropped 28,864 feet in a minute. Those NORAD fighter jets were authorized to travel at supersonic speeds, and a sonic boom may have been heard by residents of the region. Residents across this region actually were startled by these loud noises. Take a listen as this DC residence camera caught the sonic boom. couple things come to mind. Clearly, that dog heard the sonic boom, and so could you. But also, a private Cessna at 28,000 feet in the air. I don't believe Cessnas can sustain that that flight plan, unless, of course, it's a much larger one. But I'm not familiar with any Cessna that can fly at that plan. So I think we're going to have to look at that just a little bit closer. Speaking of looking at things a little bit more closely, we need to be paying good, strong attention to China. President Xi Jinping is directing high-level national security officials to prepare for a conflict with the West. Back in May of last month, Chinese President Xi Jinping said his top national security officials, telling them to be prepared for a worst-case scenario in some stormy seas. According to Alex Wu at the Epoch Times, Xi was talking to officials who participated in the first National Security Commission meeting since the CCP's 20th National Congress in 2022. As Commission Chairman, Xi declared they must deeply understand the complexity and difficulty of the national security issues they now face, having increased significantly. He is calling on the CCP officials to carry forward the spirit of struggle and must adhere to bottom-line thinking and worst-case scenario thinking and get ready to undergo the major tests of high winds and rough waves, even perilous stormy seas. Well, apparently the Chinese are now training their children to kill Americans and Japanese. That's right. Xi also stressed the need for the Chinese government to accelerate the military's modernization and make it more effective in actual combat and practical use. This, of course, the Chinese government faces a complex and grave environment in the geopolitical realm. Their youngsters apparently are being trained to hate Americans and hate Chinese. And since 2022, a series of actions by the United States, according to the Chinese, which includes the containment of China's influence in the high-tech sector, the arrests of Chinese nationals carrying out acts of espionage, the shutdown of China's overseas political stations, and sanctions imposed on Chinese officials to counter Chinese rise, furthering the mandate, according to Xi, which is a creation of a national security risk monitoring and early warning system with enhanced national security education and streamlined data and AI management. They're clearly preparing for conflict with the U.S., and the latter finalizes its pivot to Asia. So to be sure, the U.S. should address China's exploitation of the U.S. flawed immigration system and its trade policies. But it's going to go to war with the height of total insanity. Brace for impact, everybody. And while you're bracing for impact looking at Asia, let's pay attention to what the World Health Organization and the Rockefeller Foundation have in common, including the implementation of the Wellcome Trust's plan for a global pandemic radar, with the goal of reaching every corner of the earth to detect infectious diseases as they appear. The World Health Organization is partnering with key countries on all continents and private entities such as the Rockefeller Foundation to form a new global organization to monitor, identify, and track diseases. The WHO is not transparent, doesn't indicate who its partners are in any project, and they're not about to start even on something that severely impacts the daily lives of the entire world's population, like who's really controlling the data that would be used to declare a global pandemic. So frankly, it's unclear whether Wellcome Trust is a partner alongside the Rockefeller Foundation or not. But the Rockefeller Foundation announced a partnership with the WHO to detect pathogens. And although the Rockefeller Foundation didn't name it, this collaboration is called the International Pathogen Surveillance Network, or IPSN. And their announcement left no doubt that its focus on pandemics is being caused by climate change. The WHO's Pandemic Hub website hasn't named partners, nor does it provide information where a list of these partners can be found. It is possible that the partners were only officially recognized this past Tuesday and will list in a list will be published in coming days. But apparently the WHO has proven that it lacks openness and transparency along with integrity. So as things stand, it has been decided by a small group of people at the World Health Assembly that a select group of undisclosed partners will have total global control over the prediction, data, and information of future pandemics. Take a look at the fact that pandemics could be declared at the whim of the WHO's Director General in the name of Health, Environment, and Climate. The WHA and WHO's partners have not been given the authority to make these decisions on behalf of the world, and they have precluded that more than 8 billion people in the world from having any say. Back on May 23rd, the Rockefeller Foundation and the World Health Organization announced this new partnership to strengthen the WHO Hub for Pandemic and Epidemic Intelligence. As part of that collaboration, the foundation is investing $5 million US in partners working with the WHO to cultivate global networks for pathogen detection and strengthen that pandemic preparedness capabilities, including broadening surveillance for diseases worsened by rising temperatures and extreme weather. So you see how they are marrying the two of these together? Well, in order to do that, they need to also eliminate cow farts. That's right. Save the planet, starve the people. The Irish government has proposed slaughtering 200,000 dairy cows to meet climate targets in order to stop the so-called global warming and climate change. The Irish government proposing culling 200,000 dairy cows to meet the country's climate target. The Irish government report came with an internal briefing from the Department of Agriculture looking at strategies to bridge the emissions gap in the sector. This particular plan calls for culling around 65,000 dairy cows annually until the target of 200,000 cows slaughtered is reached in order for the country's agricultural sector to align with the overall climate targets. The Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, which is a lobbying group representing the country's dairy industry, has warned that any plan to cull the country's dairy herd, if it must happen, should be voluntary. If there is to be a scheme, it needs to be a voluntary scheme, said the president of the association. It's absolutely critical because there's no point in culling numbers from an individual who has borrowed on the back of a huge financial commitment on the back of achieving a certain target that's taken from under him. These climate alarmists and those profiting from the destruction of global agriculture continue to ignore the truth about livestock's supposed role in emissions. And advocates of the climate agenda often portray cows as significant contributors to atmospheric methane. Moreover, methane produced by cattle is part of the natural biogenic carbon cycle, which has existed since the beginning of life on Earth. Guess it's essential to know, then acknowledge, that farming plays a pivotal role not only in food shortages, but also in sustaining livelihood and economies. Do you think they understand that in Ireland? Do you think they have a shot of ever getting that through these thick people's heads? Well, to show that we the people must keep up the pressure and they're winning in some of this stuff, the CEO of the world's largest carbon credits company has now stepped down after investigation reveals it's mostly a scam. Shocking, I know. David Antonelli, CEO of the climate action nonprofit group Vera, has announced he'll be stepping down from his position in June, though he plans to stay on board with the company in a reduced senior advisory role, hopefully speaking a whole lot less nonsense. Folks, this is why I remind everybody, protect your family. Start stocking up on food, specifically beef protein. My recommendation, get on over to lightsoutbeef.com. Why? Because with the war on carbon, don't you know the war on fuel and the gas prices and diesel are skyrocketing? Necessarily so, in order to, quote, combat inflation, as they say. Go to lightsoutbeef.com. Here you find mRNA-free cattle roaming right now in Waco, Texas on a veteran-owned ranch. And a veteran-owned business, I should say, Lights Out Beef, has partnered with these folks over there in Waco to provide delicious mRNA-free beef, grazing one day, and then slaughtered and freeze-dried the next so that you can have up to 10 years of shelf-stable, delicious cuts of beef protein for you and your family as we weather the storm that they are manufacturing by the global elites. That's right. They want us to starve. They don't want you to eat. They don't want you to be comfortable. They certainly want to eliminate a lot of us, including the cows that feed us. So get on over to lightsoutbeef.com. Don't wait. This is your opportunity to get delicious cuts of steak, all great shaped sizes, including mixed cuts of beef together. I highly recommend this. This is going to be your ticket to having good beef for the family. Okay, Alias ID, another phenomenal opportunity for you to protect your family's communications, your text messages on your cell phone, your phone calls, your emails, your VPN. Get the government out of your business. Don't let them track, trace, and eavesdrop. AliasID.com. Family plan, $100 a year for as many as you and your family can have on the family plan. And with your promo code AV, you get a 30% discount. So for $70 a year, you can protect you and all of your family's cell phones, emails, data, text, etc., from the prying eyes and ears of Uncle Sam, which clearly is at war with the people. Folks, I highly recommend AliasID.com. We have it in my family, and now I know when I'm down, wherever I am traveling, bringing the news to you, they don't know where I am, and they can't track, trace, or eavesdrop. Get on board with AliasID.com, promo code AV. We'll be right back after this quick break.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com. SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
And for those of you that are not aware, yours truly just moved again. That's right. Still in Florida, still happily a resident down here. However, I am back on the East Coast where I have friends and family. I'm very excited to be back here. And part of the moving stress, as you might know, is you don't sleep very well. And so one of the things I made sure to do when I was prophylacting, how am I going to ensure a better night's sleep in my new home? And of course, after going through the stress of all that, is a mattress topper from MyPillow. Love, love, love my MyPillow mattress topper. Spent the first of many good nights of sleep on top of this brand new lovely device that I am just now calling Sleep Nirvana. Get on over to MyPillow.com. Get a really good night's sleep because we're going to go through a hell of a storm here, folks. Use your promo code AV for Ann Vandersteel. You're supporting this show by doing that. I appreciate it. But also support your family. Give everybody a good night's sleep. If you don't want to buy the mattress, just get the mattress topper. It's less expensive than a mattress, and it will ensure a great night's sleep. And also keep your immune system strong. Go to ZStackLife.com. That is where Dr. Zelenko formulated the Z-Stack formula with your quercetin, your zinc, your vitamin C, your vitamin D. This is critical, critical, critical for keeping your immune system strong. ZStackLife.com. Use your promo code FOUNDATION when you're over there as well. All right, folks, think we don't have a border problem? You think? I know you're watching my show. I know you're watching a lot of other shows. Of course, the mainstream media is not doing too much of a good job reporting it, but take a look at this tweet from Unusual Wales. The share of foreign-born workers in the United States labor force reached a record high last year. This is new data coming from the Labor Department. Of course, the Labor Department will rub it in our face that we have a lot more foreign-born workers. Look at the spike. The increase in foreign-born workers that are coming across the border taking up American jobs. They're taking food and money out of the mouths of hardworking Americans who've been paying taxes. And for those people that came to this country legally and lawfully, they're taking money from them as well. So folks, get mad, stay mad, and expect more on this subject because it's going to keep getting worse. Another thing you should expect is Marburg. That's right, the Marburg virus. Expect that Marburg to rise quickly here this summer as part of the border migration problem. Churches, law enforcement, IRS armed criminal intelligence officers, Obama, of course, using all of these folks, they built his private army using the migrant invaders being shuttled into these pop-up tent camps built by the friends of Big Mike, as we say, Michelle Obama and Kamala Harris. That's right. Built by their friends. That's right. They're building these tents all over the place in the border down there. $7.5 billion. so that they can be trained on how to deal with those insurrectionists that continue to speak out against the Nazis' fourth industrial transhumanist revolution. That's right. For those people who agree with me that don't want to see a Nazi transhumanist revolution in this country with CRT and trannies in the classroom, that's right. Obama and his private army of criminal enforcement officers from the IRS and, of course, the FBI brown shirts and this army that they're smuggling in across the border, they're cutting fence holes and so on and so forth to do it. They're training him to rise up against us. Well, at this point, while there may be more of us, ideologically speaking, it's only proverbial speak. As most, I don't think, are really ready to stand anymore. I'm getting concerned about Americans. I just wish our courage, which is contagious, equally as contagious as that PPP money, yeah, that bribe money that was passed on to the churches that shut their doors during COVID. Folks, God help us at this point. God help us. Well, your money right now, that's right, because again, it is your money that is getting burned up out the window thanks to the Fed and policies from this Congress. For the sixth year in a row, the average age of cars in the United States has actually increased, with the average age of the vehicle being 12 and a half years old. Think about that. People aren't buying new cars anymore. It's not just supply driven, it's money driven. People aren't outlaying money, can't afford the interest payments on cars. Credit card interest going over 30%, credit card debt going over $1 trillion last week. It's getting bad out there, folks, and it's only going to get worse. Mooney, that's right. Representative Mooney, by the way, speaking of money, has now unveiled a bill to block the central bank digital currency pilot program. That's right. A growing number of Republican lawmakers are actually calling to block the CBDC from being issued in the U.S., as Representative Alex Mooney of West Virginia is the latest to join the chorus. However, Mooney's bill, which was introduced in the House last Thursday, is different. He's calling for something called the Digital Dollar Pilot Prevention Act, which aims to prevent the Federal Reserve from launching a pilot program that would test the operability of a central bank digital currency in the U.S. financial system. The move would stop the development of a CBDC in its tracks. This, of course, is coming out of Mooney's office. While anti-CBDC legislation is nothing new, Mooney's bill attempts to close the pilot program loophole that would allow the Federal Reserve to implement a test run of a CBDC without the consent of Congress. Critics of CBDCs are voicing concerns about increased government surveillance and the intrusion of privacy. If the Federal Reserve decides to implement a digital dollar, money will become completely digitized and issued and controlled solely by the government. Then CBDC would give federal officials control over the money flowing in and out of people's accounts and a window into sensitive financial data. Well, I think they already know how much money you have in your account, and they're already tracking where you're spending it. God, they're in bed with the credit card companies and the banks, so it's really almost no difference. The big difference is they'll be able to add the environmental social governance tracking and limitations to that money lawfully now. Isn't that just wonderful? That's actually not lawful. It would be legal. There is a difference. Not lawful, legally. Anyhow, speaking of illegal, the Postal Service, that's right, released a final report. Contract driver Jesse Morgan, who has been vindicated. This report confirms that Morgan, who hauled a trailer of ballots from New York to Pennsylvania in late October of 2020, part of the 2020 election fraud whistleblowers, Morgan came forward in December following the controversial election, including one who witnessed the shipping of an estimated 144,000 to 288,000 completed ballots across three state lines on October 21st, 2020. That new information was made public at a press conference by the Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society, which is a national constitutional litigation organization. The Amistad Project said that they have sworn declarations that state over 300,000 ballots are at issue in Arizona, 548,000 in Michigan, 204,000 in Georgia, and over 121,000 in Pennsylvania. They claim that their evidence reveals multi-state illegal efforts by the United States Postal Service workers to influence the election in at least three of the six swing states. And the postal worker, Jesse Morgan, said he saw in total 24 Gaylords, or what are known as large cardboard containers of ballots, loaded into his trailer, that all of the ballot envelopes were of the same size and that the envelopes had return addresses and they were completed ballots. Jesse's testimony revealed that the United States Postal Service employees were in on the conspiracy to steal votes. And on Election Day of 2020, former Marine and U.S. Attorney of the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, William McSwain, said that U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr called up investigator Tony Schaefer and killed the investigation. He never lifted a finger to investigate this enormous act of election fraud. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who is now retired, is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. He's also a New York Times bestselling author, a CIA-trained intelligence operation officer with 35 years of experience in global and national security. And after the 2020 election, Tony Schaefer is one of many Americans who offered to help investigate the results of the 2020 election. Schaefer looked into the events before the election, where a truck driver for the U.S. Postal Service reported that he transferred a trailer load of ballots from New York to Pennsylvania before the election. Folks, this is yet another incredible example of the United States government, the USPS. This is not the post office. This is the Postal Service. This is that for-profit, unelected branch that was never chartered by our Constitution, the post office. By the Constitution. Look it up. Pull up your Constitution. Read it. It's one of the essential services. The post office was chartered, and the roads so the post office could make those deliveries for your mail was also chartered. The Postal Service is a for-profit branch. Remember, I said legal and lawful. Legal and lawful. They're not the same. It's double speak. So be careful. This is how they continue to steal the election, because they're using forked tongues and they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. Well, all this leads us to this big question. Can President Trump secure a win in 2024? Well, amid massive attacks against former President Trump by the Biden administration, including the now proven Russia hoax, the January 6th events at the Capitol, the documents at Mar-a-Lago, the raid at Mar-a-Lago, the repeated efforts in New York to pin charges on Trump's businesses, Trump has actually remained consistently high in the polls with Republicans and soars in polls with conservatives. The entire time, he's remained the candidate of the choice for the Republican Party in 2024, and new surveys show that his popularity is rising. Take a look at this. President Trump has jumped to a dominant lead among a rising number of Republicans in the key state of Nevada, which was formerly a blue stronghold but has been trending purple in recent election cycles after the election of a GOP governor in 2022. The American Greatness Survey found that Trump was leading the rest of the GOP field by 32 points, taking in 53% of the overall vote. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was actually second overall, but get this, a distant second place with only 21% of the vote. Very notable, in fact, given that the survey was taken after he formally announced his bid. So with all that, folks, I'm asking you to remain vigilant, to get engaged. Local action has a national impact. Ask yourself, what can you do to make sure not only is your house in order, but your community, your neighborhood, your county? Start to ask questions. Are they using Dominion voting machines, ENS voting machines? Go to your county commissions. Put a request in. Start to demand that at least they allow you to use paper ballots if you don't want to vote with a machine. Make them give you the option. Organize a group of people to get the county commission to take a vote on that. It is crystal clear who is running things here. It's we the people. But if we don't allow and if we don't stand up and do our civic duty, we're allowing them to wag the dog. Don't be the tail. Don't be the ass. Be the dog. Be all the dog. Be all the big dog you can be. And with that, I end the show tonight. We'll see you again tomorrow evening. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great evening.